Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Yeah, you guys, join the fun. LiveParanormal.com has a lot of really cool shows, not just ours, but you guys ought to check it out and see what they have to offer. And today we have with us Miss Jennifer Doran, and we also have, of course, my little boy, Eric. Okay, sorry, my big boy, Eric. And today we are going to let Jennifer take the floor and teach us a little bit about her, or probably a lot, about her gift. Take it away, Jennifer.
Hi. Eric says hi. He said it's okay if you call him your little boy. He doesn't mind.
And I love you, Eric.
Oh, I love you too. Okay, so I was going to talk about mediumship. And just the fact that everybody has this ability to connect to the other side. You know, when we come in to a life here, we all come in with spirit guides, we all come in with angels, we all come in having souls on the other side that we're connected to. It's just that when we're here, our vibration is so much lower than theirs, so sometimes we just don't realize that they're there. So by developing and working on mediumship skills, You know, it can help you feel more grounded here, which kind of sounds weird. It's like, okay, I'm connected to the other side, but it's making me more grounded. But it really can. It makes you feel more secure. It can help you with, you know, make sure you're on your right path, because you can check in with your guides and kind of learn maybe some physical sensations of like, okay, this doesn't feel right and this does. And it can also help you let go of some baggage. You know, sometimes when you start connecting to the other side, you realize some of the stuff you're carrying is from other lifetimes that through doing this, you can connect into and tap into and start to release things. Not everybody's going to want to be a medium, but as far as I'm concerned, everybody should kind of try to connect to the other side just to security. excuse me. So
yeah,
it
doesn't have to be a profession. I mean, you can just talk to the peeps over there.
Yeah, sometimes we feel lonely. You know, when we're here, we feel so lonely and we don't know why, because it's like there's people all around me. Why do I feel so lonely? And to have this other connection can be so helpful. But anytime you decide that you want to start opening up psychic abilities or mediumship gifts, you do want to make sure that you protect yourself. Because you really don't know what you could be opening up for. So if you're going to be doing this, you do want to surround yourself with protection, you know, protection light or the white light of the Holy Spirit. And you also want to make sure to only allow, like, beings of love and light to come through. And another thing I personally like to do, I like to also say that I only want to receive information that can be helpful to others.
Yeah, I usually say that answers information that honors my greatest good. Yeah, my little prayer.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Because you have to really set your guidelines and your boundaries when you start dealing with the other side. Otherwise, like I said, you just don't know what's going to come through. And you know, there are lower vibration energies or, you know, energies that are, you know, a little bit darker. I don't even like to say, you know, I don't want those energies to come to me. I just like to say I only want energies of love and light to be able to connect to me. It's also really important to keep your vibration high as we can here. So things like saging your area or meditation, crystals. If you're going to be doing this, crystals are helpful. There's three that I really like for starting with this is angelite, amethyst, and amber.
Okay. I hear a lot of scribbling going on, or I imagine it anyway.
Yes.
So amethyst, amber, and angel light. Okay.
Angel light, yes. Those are really good ones to help keep your vibration high. And, you know,
so what do you
with
do
light,
with them?
Your vibration.
Yeah,
I like
do
to hold them, or you can put them under your pillow. You can carry them on you. You can just however you feel like you want to work with them. It's not super effective to just buy them and sit them on a shelf and never do anything with them. You kind of want to have them in a space when you're trying to connect. Sometimes also incense can be good. If you're very sensitive with smell, sometimes that can help open up the other side. Another really, really important thing that you want to do when you start doing this is let go of any doubts that you have about information that you're getting. And it's natural, and that takes time to kind of get over, because you might get something or something might pop in your head, or, you know, people say, oh, I think that was my mother that just, you know, dropped that feather. And then we have the tendency to say, no, it's just my wishful thinking. It, you know, it's not real. That is a big thing to stop doing.
It is so hard. If like you hear something and it's in your own voice, especially because sometimes it does come in your own voice, then you tend to doubt it, but you just have to have faith and kind of assume at first, like fake it till you make it, assume that that is from the other side. Just keep assuming and assuming and assuming. Now, I saw one person, or I've heard of one person that would tape some sort of crystal over her third eye. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Was it calcite? No, a calcinite, or is there something you can do there? Or
amethyst is what I would. That would be my gut instinct. Would be amethyst for that. So yes, you can. Okay. If you're meditating or whatever, you can. Yeah, you can put a crystal right there. Expectations is another big one. People will say, "Well, I'll know this is my husband if he does this." We might not be able to do that. So if you have an expectation of who you're going to connect to or how they're going to connect, that can get in the way, and you may miss the ways that they actually are coming to you. So let's
because expectation, right. Expectation is an energy, just like everything is. And it's a very dense energy that's very difficult for spirit to get through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they will come through, and of course their timing is different than ours. So we might say, I want to see you right now. And maybe 6 months later they show up in a way, and it's like, gee, what took you so long? And, you just got to go with it. And we probably missed 50 other signs that they were around before, because we get busy with our lives and, we don't notice the little things, the signs, the feathers, the coins, that kind of stuff. So you also want to make sure that you set an intention. That is really, really important when you're looking to connect to the psychic energy, to the energy from the other side. Like, why do you want to do this? Are you looking to do it because you want to find out your soul's purpose? Or you want to connect to your higher self or angels, loved ones? Are you looking to actually get to where you're reading for other people? You have to set an intention. Sometimes the intention might just be, I want to get a name of a spirit guide. So you set that intention before you kind of open up.
That's a great idea, Jennifer. I never heard that expressed. That is awesome.
Yeah, and then you do have to let the other side know that you're open. You've got to let your guides know and your loved ones know and the angels know, like, hey, I am inviting you in, because we do have so much free will here that often they will just kind of sit on the sideline like spectators until we give them permission to enter our space. So that's also big. Invite them in, and let them know it's okay to contact you, to connect with you in any way that they can. Now, I will say this. Sometimes they might connect in a way that is not intentionally scary, but can be. For instance, I went through a period of time where I would wake up and one of my spirit guides would be standing right at the head of my bed, right near my face. And, you wake up in the night and there's an adult standing next to your bed that's clearly not somebody you know. It can be quite alarming. So I had to say, all right, I appreciate that you're here and I love that you're here to support me, but that scares me. So if you could find another way to be supportive, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. It's better than waking up and there's this little green, this little gray, small gray alien next to you.
Yes.
Blinking
yes.
those big black
yeah.
eyes. Creepy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So just know that people don't realize that, you know, if stuff is happening to them, that they have some say in it. You know, they think, oh, this is just happening to me. I have no control over it. Well, you just have to ask. You have to ask for what it is that you want, and what it is that you need, and expect that you'll get it.
Okay.
One of my favorite times to actually try to connect is when you're going to bed. It's a great time because your brain is kind of quieting down, and it does make it a little easier for information to come to us. So when you go to bed, just ask that you remember any dreams that will serve your higher good. And anything that comes to you while you're sleeping, if it's helpful for you, that you remember it while you're conscious. This is another time when you can, you know, say, I'd like some information about a past life, you know, as I sleep, and please let me remember it. That's the key. You have to ask to remember it. And then you just see what happens when you wake up. You might wake up in the middle of the night and get a piece of something or a name or something, and then you kind of meditate on that and see how that makes you feel. This is all very subtle, so it does take practice.
Don't you think any beginner's exercises? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's a good one. I like that one because it's so easy. You know, you're going to bed. It's like, okay, just have a quick little conversation and say, you know, help me remember something. Help me, you know, just put it out there to, you know, your guides, even if you don't know their names yet. And then when you do get a name for a guide, call them by that name. That is also a very good thing. If it's a loved one, call them by their name. That is very helpful to connect directly to their energy. And, of course, meditation. Especially when you're starting to open up stuff, you should make meditation a daily practice. It's really a great way to strengthen your intuition. It doesn't have to be just sitting quietly in a room. You know, you can do yoga or massage. I find acupuncture to be phenomenal to get into a meditative state.
Wow.
So whatever, yeah, oh, it's really incredible. And when you're in the meditative state, that's kind of it's like shifts your mind a bit to where you're still here, but you're sort of someplace else. And that's kind of what you're looking for as far as the mediumship and the psychic goes. It's like you're here, but you're also kind of someplace else. I don't know how else to explain that.
You just have to experience it. So where do they stick the needles for that kind of thing?
Well, if you're going to do it, it would be more like of a relaxation session, you know.
Okay.
But really, I mean, any session that you get, because then you've got the needles and you really can't move and you're kind of laying there quietly. For me, it's very effective. It'll almost instantly put me into a meditative state.
Wow. What part of the body do they insert the needles into?
I had one where really just from the knees and the elbows down were exposed. Everything else was closed. And so it was just in my lower legs and my hands and probably a couple in my head. Well, right at the top of the head, right at the crown chakra as well. And so then you also want to just build up your information. You know, if you're drawn to a specific area, say if you're just really interested in chakras, start learning about that because that will take you to the next thing. And it's like this all builds on each other. The more you're open to it, the more you learn, the more open you'll become. So reading, watching videos, finding like-minded people, books are great.
Oh, that's important. Yeah, very important.
Yeah. And here's the problem with most people aren't doing this for a living. So for people like me and other psychics and other mediums, we get validation every day that the information we're getting, people understand. So then we get to say, okay, when I feel this way and I give this information, the person understands, I know it's coming from someplace else. When you try to do this just on your own, it's hard not to question the information. So
if
if you're really interested in it, taking live classes or finding a mentor, just getting together with like-minded people to get the validation, because that's huge. But so many people are afraid to take that next step of saying to people, okay, well, I think I'm psychic, or I think I'm a medium, I think I can connect to people on the other side, because there is that whole, like, people might think I'm crazy when I do this.
Well, I know.
But
yeah,
unless you step out of that comfort zone, without the validation, you kind of get stuck at a certain level, which, if that's comfortable for you, that's perfect. But for those of you who are like, I don't know, I need more, you need to get a mentor or go to classes.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any social groups of up-and-coming mediums who want to practice on each other, you know? Maybe there's something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's plenty of stuff online, groups
mm-hmm.
like that. And so, you know, not everybody's going to have access to live face-to-face people.
Oh, yeah.
If you do face-to-face in the same energy as people is excellent, excellent way
to
do this. And then there's a couple books that I like. Is it okay if I
recommend
them? Okay,
absolutely.
So there's a book called How to Meet and Work with Spirit Guides by Ted Andrews. And then there's another book called Discovering Your Psychic Type by Sherry Dillard. And those are two really good books. Go ahead.
Discovering Your Psychic Type by Shirley Dillard, right?
Yep.
That was it. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
Veronica
Drake, she has the online School of Spiritual Arts. Do you know of anybody else that that teaches another medium that teaches online or live?
I do mentoring classes. Right now I pretty much do them one-on-one. They're not up on my website, but I am going to be adding them soon.
Good. Well, let me know and I'll let everybody, I'll alert the media.
Yes, definitely. But it's exciting and it's fun and, you know, it can be frustrating. And Elisa, you had said something about, you know, feeling like it's your own thought. You know, when something pops
in your head,
and it sounds like your own voice. And for me, when a thought pops into my head, it always sounds like my own voice. And I actually sat for hours on end and what I would do is I would sit quietly and I would think things in my head. And I would say, okay, where does that thought feel like it is in my head? Very subtle. And so I would sit and think things and I'd say, okay, well, that feels like it's kind of right between my ears. That sounds like it's right between my ears. When I get something that pops into my head from the other side, it's on the right and higher up in my head. So that is another way that you can do that and kind of see, like, when that comes in, where does it go? Goosebumps are also very good.
Yeah. I mean, cause when Eric talks to me, it's like kind of maybe above and behind my right ear or somewhere around there. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's different for everybody, right? I mean,
Okay. It'll be different.
Okay.
But what you'll find is that your thoughts are one place. And information from the other side is someplace else.
Interesting. Really interesting. All right. Now, how can people develop their other clairs? Like, I'm pretty much claircognizant. You know, every once in a while I might hear this or that, but how can you develop clairvoyance and clairaudience? Well, we just talked about clairaudience, but how does one become clairvoyant? Is it like they either are or they're not?
Well, not necessarily. There you will find as you go through this that you tend to favor one or two of the clairs over the others. And so there's, for all the clairs, there's different things that you can practice, you know, visualization and, you know, listening. It just depends on what you're trying to develop.
Okay.
But we all have our strengths. So, you know, most people aren't walking around using all the clairs equally. You know, all of us kind of have our one or two that we're really pretty proficient at, and then a third one, fourth one that might pop in here and there. And so that's okay. If you're very frustrated because you're just trying to work on your clairvoyance and it won't open up, well, focus on something else. Focus on one of the other clairs and see if that's just easier for you.
Okay. Fascinating. Anything else you want to say before we take callers?
No, I don't think so.
God, I learned a lot. This is awesome. So, yeah, let us know when your school, your one-on-one mentoring is, it's on your website. And awesome. So, Eric, are you ready to take calls?
Absolutely.
Cool. All right. Let's see. We will start out with the 647 area code. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm good.
Who is this?
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Where are you calling from?
So, I'm from Toronto.
Oh, okay. Oh, awesome. What would you like to ask, either Jennifer or Eric?
Eric, I'll ask, is it a right time to move out? Like, right now I'm in a situation where I'm forced to be taking medicine, but I'm misgiven medicine, and I feel like I have the ability to profoundly love all of existence, love all universes, like I do my claircognizance techniques.
Wow.
Where I'm loving all of the universe and existence and just channeling my energy into the universe. I do techniques like this, but I feel like they will be profoundly enhanced if I'm off of the medication. So in order for me to get off the medicine, I would have to move out because my parents are putting a condition on me that I have to take medicine while I'm at home. I have low income right now, $1,100 a month. I could get a loan and try to move out, but like I'm mixed on the decision whether. And
yes.
Right now they're forcing me to go to India when I don't want to go to India for 3 weeks, which is also a major thing that's wanting me to putting pressure on my decision of they're doing a lot of controlling things, not just medicine.
It's probably because they care about you. One thing I will say, Paul, is that, you know, we don't know your medical condition. So it's really hard for us to say, oh yeah, just don't take the medicine because, you know, we don't know and we're not your physician, psychiatrist or whatever.
One thing I can say confidently is I feel I don't have a mental illness. All of my spiritual coaches and teachers profoundly think I'm gifted and don't think I have any sort of mental illness. They think actually I'm a high caliber thinker. And
well, a lot of times, there's a lot of people who are institutionalized as schizophrenics that aren't, that are just channeling and they're hearing voices. Why did they put you on medicine? What was the symptom that most concerned them?
They think initially they I'm not quite sure, but I think it's lack of progress during life. But that's one of the things. It's a different type of schizophrenia, a lighter form of it. But that being said, they don't understand. Majority of my life, I was on really sedating medicine. How can you progress on this really sedating medicine?
So
you
what do you have for me, Eric?
As well.
I know. Eric, what do you have to say?
Okay. So what Eric is telling me to tell you is to kind of leave the medication thing out of this and focus on the move. And you, of course, have free will here, he says, but a move right now is not in your best interest. He says, wait a little bit longer. He's quite honestly, he says, if you move right now, if you were to try to move right now, you would actually have an issue with housing, okay? Either not being able to find a house or not being able to keep the house. So he says it's not time to leave yet.
Well, what does the timing look like, Eric?
More towards the middle of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too far off. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe call
and
back
I
in
feel,
closer to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a lot of it. I still can do a lot of energy work. Like I could, there's a lot of things I do with sound and stuff. And it seems like really, it is esoteric. It's sound techniques that I sound mm-hmm. into the universal field and I project my love to everything across
yes.
all galaxies, all universes.
Wow.
Are you kind of sound like Eric is jumping up and down
wow.
at me. So I do want to relay this. You can still do, he says, you can still do so much work while you're on the medication.
Yeah.
However, he says, with zero medication, sometimes people are too open and it can be too overwhelming. So he cautions zero medication because it can be very, very intense and very hard to process all that comes in sometimes. But he says you
yeah.
can still do so much of the energy work and so
awesome.
Much of the love that you do even while you're medicated because he
yeah.
says it doesn't dilute the energy you put out. He says, yes, it may dilute what you feel a little bit, but it absolutely does not dilute what you're putting out there.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey,
yeah.
Paul, before we go on to, I'm going to say one more thing, and then we'll have to go to the next caller. I'm going to post a YouTube on, when is it? Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow about this amazing healing technique that you might want to get trained in. It's so cool. Anyway, I'm going to post it on as a YouTube on the blog too, but as a YouTube. So check it out, okay, Paul? And thanks for calling in.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, we got somebody from the – he sounds like an amazingly interesting guy. Somebody
yeah.
from the 217 area code.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Alicia, this is Shalanda calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey there.
I'm basically calling for some wisdom and some motivation. And but what I want to know, I want to ask Eric or Jennifer. I need mm-hmm. to know. I'm a kidney patient. I go to dialysis 3 days out of the week for 3 hours and 15 minutes. So what I want to know is, am I ever going to get my life back? Or I got a long way to go. And the reason why I'm asking this, because my brother, he's a match for me. He's, you know, he can donate, but I got to lose 50 pounds. The thing is that I can't, my labs is horrible because I can't take my medication because I can't take pills. I gag every time. So I just need to know if I'm going to be on this for the rest of my life. And if it is, I just got to find a way to get adjusted to it.
Actually, what he says is you need to find a way to take the medication to get your labs
you
right. To get your
yeah. Can you grind it up and
yep.
put it, make a slurry and
I,
or put it in pudding, grind it up and put it in pudding or something?
I did. Well, some of the medication, you know, when you really can't eat, you got to chew. I did everything.
Okay.
It got so bad that I crunch up the pills and put in a syringe needle with water, and my doctor just laughed at me, which is, you know, swollen up. Like, I got, like, a little rash in my stomach. I ain't supposed to do that because I was trying to take it. And I'm afraid if I keep taking pills, I'm scared I'm going to choke one day. So I was thinking, you think I should go try to get hypnotized to see
yes,
something?
Actually, the
you know?
Choking
oh,
is a past life
thing.
The choking is a past life thing. Yeah, if you can do a regression to let go of that choking thing, because really what he's saying is you got to figure out how to get your meds in so your labs can get right so you can get the transplant.
Awesome. Right. So maybe go to Kim Voigt at embody-light.com. You can do that. Robert Schwartz at yoursoulsplan.com. And, of course, there are others in your area, but you don't have to be in person. They can do it remotely, too, on, you know, like on a Zoom or Skype session. All right. Well, up, girl, so, and keep posting.
Okay. I would do definitely do that then. Hey, thank you,
okay,
guys.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck.
Everybody in your prayers. Send her some healing energy. Okay, got somebody from the 530 area. But hello there.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you
Good.
Doing? What's your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Kathy, and I'm calling from Northern California.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts in California, North California?
Yuba City.
Oh, okay. I
near,
don't know that
it's
one.
It's near Sacramento. It's a little
oh,
town.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
anyway, I'm calling in. It's so funny that I called in today because Jennifer is talking exactly about what I was calling in about.
Yeah, I know.
And thank you, Jennifer, because those were some really that was some really good information that you gave at the beginning. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, well, my situation is kind of weird. I've been doing paranormal investigations for about 4 years, and that includes, like, you know, listening for EVPs, getting video of orbs, then, like, the last year using the spirit box to communicate with spirit and then get answers back to them over the radio. So that's been going
cool.
pretty well. I've got a lot of I've got a lot of evidence. I've actually spoken to both of my parents since they passed. I've seen both of their faces in orbs. I think I sent you one, Elisa, in the email a couple of months ago.
Oh,
my father.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's me. So anyway, I've got some really great evidence. Well, what's been happening lately is when I listen for the EVPs, I'll have my camera on and, you know, my microphone going. And when they're answering me back, I'm actually starting to hear them with my ears. Mm-hmm. And I listen mm-hmm. back, and I'll say, oh, I think someone just said I love you. And then when I listen back on the video, they say I love you. And then I say, oh, I think I just heard someone say I love you. So I'm actually validating what I'm actually hearing at the time. And then
cool.
I'm also getting pictures in, then I'm getting pictures in my mind of certain situations when I'm with people. So I relay that to people because it's usually people that I know. And I'll say, hey, have you been, has a bird been acting strangely in front of you and doing little dances and stuff? And they'll be like, oh, my God, that just happened yesterday. And I'm like, oh, my God, I think that was your dad. And then sure enough, we figure out that it probably was. I mean, just.
Cool.
So anyway, I'm
so
starting to like wonder if.
Yeah, what's your question to Eric? That should you be a medium? Should you develop your
skills
more?
Yeah, is that
what
I'm supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be doing that? I mean, I kind of love the feeling that I get when I am actually able to relay that information
oh,
to
God.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But,
yes.
You know, is it a fluke thing because I do so much of the paranormal investigating?
No, it's not a fluke thing. What it is that, number one, he says you still need to do the paranormal investigating. But see, this is how that works. You spent so many years doing the paranormal investigating, and over time, your gifts opened up more and opened up more, and now you're in a position where you can do both. So, yes, you should absolutely be delivering messages to people, but he says also don't stop the paranormal stuff either. Don't stop the paranormal investigation.
Great.
Just put yourself right out there.
Okay, cool. So like maybe a mediumship course or something?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe Jennifer can do a one-on-one with you, you know?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like we're
absolutely.
Talking about.
Yes,
that's
I
cool.
Feel like I feel like I could do a good job. I could do a good job, I think, because the pictures that I get are so clear. But
wow,
it's not
so,
like all
yes,
the time
awesome.
Either. It's just like hit and miss.
Yeah.
Well, and that's
cool.
that's how it is. Sometimes there might not be information there to get at the moment. You know, it might just be more of the paranormal stuff happening and there's really no information with it. It's just the energy.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
Hey, super.
All right.
I'm
well,
so excited for you.
Me too. I'll keep
yeah.
informed of what's going on.
Yeah, keep it posted. Hey,
awesome.
That's awesome. Okay.
All right, Jennifer,
thanks.
I'll be looking for announcement on your
yeah.
page.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye, right. Kathy.
Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, sounds like she's really got it kicking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one from the 360 area code. Hello. Hey, that's around where you are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, this is Tara.
Yeah. Hi, Tara. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Washington.
Oh, okay.
Great old Washington, where it rains a lot.
Awesome. Well.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, I thought,
hello.
Jennifer, you have a similar.
386.
Oh, 386. Ugh, I'm way off. Never mind.
Yep.
Oh, I'll shut up. Tara, what you got for Eric?
Well, hi, Eric. Just laying here because I am just really confused. Like, I'm confused about what my future is holding for me. I mean, like, what am I supposed to be doing? I feel stuck. And basically, I just want to ask Eric why, what's going on.
You know what he said? He said run. Like, for exercise, run. You need to clear your mind.
I said, run, run away.
not like that. You need to clear your mind. You need to get your heart rate up and clear your mind. You have too much nervous energy, he said. And with all this nervous energy, it's hard to see where you're going to go. So, like, get out, get walking, get moving. It's like what's happened is you've gotten paralyzed. He said you're paralyzed. So you're just not making any decisions. He is saying that school or some sort of training is in your future.
Okay, good. What kind? Or is that something that she has to figure out on her own?
Yeah, she's going to have to figure that out because he says that there's a few different areas that you could go into. And so you have to meditate on it. And you've got to get that nervous energy out. And he says you're really doing okay. Like, you really are doing okay. Feeling stuck is part of being here. But the times when we're stuck, he said, that's when you kind of regroup yourself and you focus on, okay, how do I get unstuck? Instead of staying in that stickiness. That's what you need to do now.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
So, meditation and running. And running can be an active form of meditation.
Active
so
meditation,
cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, good
all
luck,
right,
girl.
Thank you.
You're one of these ones that we also want you to keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Sounds like she has an adventure awaiting her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm sorry, real quick. He said, you know, when we get like that in life, what happens is we get so anxious. We start to get that nervous energy and we start to get anxious. And then there's the possibility that we make impulsive decisions. It says that this is not the time. I don't know if is still here or not, but don't make any impulsive decisions. Give it time.
Okay.
It's okay to be stuck for a bit.
All right. I think she still is on.
Okay, yeah.
We have one from the 505 area code. Hey, what's up? What's your first name?
Hi, it's Christina from New Mexico.
Oh, hi, Christina. Go ahead.
Yeah. Eric, I applied for a job today. Unexpectedly, I lost my last one. Not surprisingly, just unexpectedly. Mm. And so I've applied for a job today, and I've been just surrendering my life to the universe because at this point, I'm just allowing it to take me where I need to be. So I just want to know if I'm on the right track and if I'll get that job.
Yeah, but he does say apply for other stuff too. Just keep putting that positive energy out there. And he kind of laughed when you said surrendering to the universe. He laughs because he's like, you know, that's really all you can do. That's really all you can do. So just
Because it's free will. I mean, the people hiring you, they got free will. And yes, the trajectory points to you getting the job. We just want to make sure it stays that way. Is it the job?
I do. I mean, at this point, I have a single mom. I have to raise my son. And, you know, like I said, unexpectedly, I got let go. So, I've been in the field for 5-6 years. But, I mean, it's something I would like to do. It's a job. It's not something that I wish as, you know, I would love to be doing. But at this point, I'll take anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, everybody
said,
read
that
for
was
her.
You.
Everybody.
Okay, Jennifer, whatever the reason you lost that job, Eric said that wasn't you. That wasn't your fault.
Okay.
It was other circumstances.
Okay. And maybe
so
it was
I will
a good
get
thing.
This. Yeah. So my getting this job.
The traject.
Right now,
trajectory
I feel very
to that.
Positive about it. Yes.
Me too.
Oh, great.
And Eric, too,
I just want to make sure I'm on the right track and I'm supposed to be going in the path I'm headed.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Please continue to help me and pray for me and be with me in my endeavors.
Absolutely.
Of course, you know we are. Eric, you go have her back, okay? Just help her out,
please.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're
bye.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah, we'll send her some prayers. And Eric, you'll go help her out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, he's such a good boy.
Yeah,
he is sometimes. All right, we have somebody from the 602 area code. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Jill from Phoenix.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Elisa?
Excellent. I'm excellent as I can be. So, which is pretty excellent. But I'm hungry. My husband's supposed to bring me dinner.
Listen, I called you about a year ago and I told you about my relationship that had broken, my 18-year relationship that had broken up. And you said at that time, oh, that was a contract. And I said, oh, yeah, it had to be. And I'm sure it was. And and then I talked to Jennifer, and she said, you know, there's somebody in your energy right now, in your energy field.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, darn, okay, what do I do? And she said, I don't know, you can go, I think it's online. And I said, I will never go online. I hate that. Anyway, this man called me that I knew 40 years ago when we were in high school.
What?
Just right out of the blue. Shortly after Jennifer told me there was this man in my energy, and I want to know if he's the guy that, I mean, you know,
well,
that she's talking about.
Are you talking to him online now?
No, I'm talking to him on the phone. We used to go to high school together.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Got it.
But I haven't talked to him in 4 years. He got my number from my cousin.
Oh.
Yep. This is the one. This is the guy.
Holy shit. Really?
You got to see where this goes. Be cool. I would say be cool. Be cool.
Okay.
Because he does say you have some baggage that you don't want to let get in the way and interfere here, okay?
I have baggage?
So just...
I think we both have baggage at this point.
Both of you do, but you can't control his baggage and what he does with it. You only have you only have the say in your baggage and what you do. So just go slow, get to know him. But there's real potential here.
Oh,
awesome.
That's scary. That's scary.
No,
it's exciting.
It's an adventure. It's a journey.
Yeah, okay.
Have fun with it.
I will. I'll definitely have fun with it, believe me. I just wanted to know if he was the one I should be having fun with.
Yes. Yes. And he's been thinking about you for a very long time, Eric said.
Whoa.
I think so, too. You know why? Because that number has been coming up, and I just didn't pick it up for about 3 months because I thought, I don't know that number. It came up as unknown, and then one day I was so busy, I just picked it up. And I said, who is this? And he said, it's Charlie. And I thought, oh, my God, Charlie's the one I had such a mad crush on.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, that's awesome. Hey, I bet your guides made you busy. Your guides or somebody made you too busy to look at the phone number. Well,
I know,
good luck,
I was so distracted. I was so distracted, I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, I'll just pick it up. And I did, and it was him.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we're excited for you. Thank you for calling
in.
And
I thought, how did Jennifer know this dude was in my energy? Because he was. He's been in my energy field for about 40 years.
Wow.
But we just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, girl.
Right. Well, thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. So many people on these calls are in for, mad, crazy adventures, you know? This is Adventure Day. What in the heck? All right, let's see. Got somebody from the 860 area code. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, this is Laura. This is Laura from Connecticut.
Hi, Laura from Connecticut.
I'm so excited I got through.
I'm excited for you. What you got?
My question is, I've been with my fiance now for almost 8 years, and mm-hmm. we're getting married in June. And
congratulations!
Thanks. I just kind of wanted to know, like, spiritually, like, how did we, like, choose each other, I guess, and why?
That's a good
one. Okay. Yeah. So, actually, what Eric is saying is that this was absolutely in the contract before you came here. You were contracted to meet, be together a long time, get married after you've been together quite a long time. It doesn't feel necessarily like a karmic relationship, which mm-hmm. is actually a good thing. You guys are like, hey, let's go do this. Let's go do this. So it was just you contracted it to be this way.
Mm-hmm. I like that. The best of all possibilities.
Awesome. Yes.
Well, good
yes,
luck.
And, Eric just said this is a free will relationship, okay?
What does that mean?
Oh, that's
so
good.
Moving forward, you have the free will of how this relationship goes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody does. Yeah. Never go to bed mad. Never go to bed mad. And have a date night once a week. Those are two things that I would recommend.
Thanks.
Good luck,
you're
girl, darling.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. I got married in my mom and dad's backyard. I didn't have any money, mm-hmm. and a grocery store did the catering from their deli. Very, very small. Mm-hmm. It was cute. Nice. All right, so we have somebody from the 414 area code. Hello.
Hi, Aaron from Wisconsin. How are you guys?
Hey, Aaron.
Good.
Is it cold up there now?
Yes, it is. It's pretty cold.
I mean, we're going to get some, yeah, it's supposed to be some Arctic blast coming down, all the way down to Houston even.
Oh, I think that's Friday or Saturday. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Oh, God. So you're going to get even colder. Well, what you got for our boy or for Jennifer?
Is it too soon to ask a recently deceased relative for any messages? She died 2 days ago.
Oh, goodness. Oh, you know, I think that's really difficult because there's no time over there. So I can't wrap my head around there. But I am so sorry for your loss. Well, it's not truly a loss, but a loss of the physical, the tangible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'll tell you what Eric is saying is that she is there. She crossed immediately. She crossed over immediately. And that she is there, she is with others, but he says she's kind of like still getting her bearings a bit, because there was some slight confusion when she got there, a little disorientation. So she's good, and she is there.
Oh, good, 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 good. All right, I figured she'd be watching the movie or something by now.
Give her a week, Eric said. Eric said, give her a week.
Oh, that's not too long. Just call that. Good. Call next Thursday, dude.
Yeah.
You're right. Can Eric enlighten me on this lunar eclipse coming? Is there any solar alignments going to happen this Saturday or Sunday? I mean,
he said yes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
All right. Well.
What are the effects?
I'm not an astrologer.
Yeah. How is that going to affect all of us, Eric? Or most of us?
Well, he said sleep. it'll affect people's sleep. There'll be a lot of insomnia.
Oh, God.
So
I can sleep
through
anything.
Don't be surprised if you don't sleep well.
Oh, that's okay.
He just said, is that a challenge? He's just playing, though. He's just playing.
Well, thanks for the info. I'll try again next Thursday, and maybe you can get in another caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
For calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Oh, goodness. All right, let's see if we could take this one from the 678 area code. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, we've got a whole lot of guys calling in. That's so unusual and awesome.
I'm your neighbor to the east in Atlanta, Georgia, and I've called in before, and I've been lucky enough to get into you. By the way, there was an article in the news about something that might be near and dear to your heart. A mother in Atlanta, Georgia, had her phone triggered, her camera triggered, and they saw an image of her son in the kitchen. This happened in Atlanta about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, but
and her son,
he's deceased,
her
right?
Son,
he's not just he's not a
yeah,
living
he died of an
kid
overdose.
Walking around in his boxers trying to fix a sandwich, right?
he died of an overdose in 2016, and the mother and the mother's daughter, his sister, were watching a movie together, and the camera sent an alert to their phone, and when they looked at the image, it was her son. You can type in, you know, son saw on security camera in Atlanta, Georgia.
That's incredible.
And you'll see the picture.
That's incredible.
It's pretty incredible.
Whoa.
Right. And
what kind of security camera did they use?
They did tell me it was a Nest. It was a Nest security camera.
Oh,
Nest.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm going to have to do that. That's awesome.
And the mother's name is Jennifer Hodge. I mean, I just took that down in case you were
Oh, great. Thank you.
Wondering.
I'm going to check that out.
And just one real quick thing. I don't think anybody's put this together, but your name in Norwegian means hospital, doesn't it? Medhus, medical house?
Well, it's supposed to mean with house. When you take over land, you change your last name to whatever's related to the land. Like we have land that actually had a house on it. But before that, it was Nedremyr. I'm so glad it's not that anymore. But that means lower marsh. So they moved from that land home with a house. So
yeah,
I agree. Yeah, it's weird.
Medhus, yeah. I was just thinking out loud. But the reason why I actually was calling you, I just want to know if Eric would give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down on reverse speech. I don't know if you've ever heard of reverse speech.
I have not, but he said a big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up. Thank you, Eric. And, you know, if anybody wants to look into that, this is tremendously important. A guy by the name of David John Oates. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I have no relationship to all this. I just thought you'd find this interesting.
Mm-hmm.
David John Oates, back in the late 70s, early 80s, found out that you could take anybody's speech, a president's speech, a Kennedy speech, anybody, Obama's, run it backwards,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll get a congruent forward speech comes out of the reverse speech, and it's what the subconscious mind is telling you. What's going on? And it's sort of like,
ooh.
Elisa or Jennifer, have you ever run into a person, you start talking to them, and it's like, no bueno. I don't like this person. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's because your subconscious is reversing that person's speech automatically and finding out that this person is not telling you the truth. So anybody out there, if you see anything on YouTube and you go, this sounds fantastic, just put it through a reverse speech. And anybody can Google. Well, you would take the speech and you would record it into your own little recorder, or any kind of software program, and then you would just reverse it. And you reverse the speech, and out of the reverse speech, you'll hear. You wouldn't believe what. I'll just say this. You wouldn't believe what would come out of the Pope's mouth when you heard him talk to Congress.
Oh my God!
Oh, it's some crazy. Oh, it's crazy.
Interesting.
Stuff, so. Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of this Pope, but remember what was it they did the Beatles record, one of the Beatles record backwards.
Yeah, Paul is dead.
Paul is dead.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that same thing. Cool.
Yeah,
I wonder if
there's
some sort of app where you can reverse it.
You'll be less of a fan of this Pope when you hear the reverse speech.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, David John Oates, look it up. It's reverse speech, and he comes on a guy's show that I've listened to for years. The last name is Rince, R-E-N-S-E, Jeff Rince. And he comes on and does a lot of speech reversals and plays it back and, important speeches of the day.
That's
you can hear
cool.
Trump
dude,
in his reverse
dude,
speech,
to,
Obama.
You need to email me some of this.
Yeah.
Stuff. That would be so cool, and I could post it, and maybe you could like write a guest post or just write a few sentences as an intro. This is cool.
I'm the gem that you gave thumbs up to when I said to you that I liked your little conversation you had about I'm the guy. Yeah, I'm the old man.
Oh, awesome. Oh, thank you, Jim. Okay, I guess we better close up. Yeah, email
okay,
me.
Okay, I'll email you, though, Lisa. Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody,
for now.
Joining us. Until next Thursday, it looks like we're going to have some follow-up calls to see how people are progressing. Send prayers and love to everyone out there who called in and needed our help, okay? And also, Jennifer, you can check her out at psychicmediumjenniferdoran.com. She's awesome. Look at a website in the future to see when she's going to do the one-on-one mentoring, when she's going to post the mentoring. All right. Bye, guys. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Love
Erica,
you.
Erica, love you. Jennifer, I love you.
Love you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.